hey, Chris Johnson here. I'm fucking agitated. I got to make a phone call, and I don't want to make the phone call. So I got to hype myself up to make the phone call, but I haven't really been able to do that yet. I just know I got to fucking pick up the phone and dial, and I'm just fucking angry about it. I don't want to make this fucking phone call. Why do I have to fucking call this? Fuck. So here's what I got to fucking do. I have to call to cancel my auto insurance, but I don't want to call to cancel my auto insurance. Why the fuck can't I just cancel my auto insurance by like going to a fucking website or something? These fucking insurance companies, they do fucking everything to make shit so goddamn difficult that you just get so fucking frustrated and you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Fine. I'll stay with you. Fine. Leave me the fucking alone. Just fine. And I know this because I've worked in insurance for the last, what, 7 years now? I've worked in home insurance, I've worked in auto insurance, I've worked in two different insurance companies, I've worked as part of two different insurance agencies, so I've worked with multiple companies. They fucking do this. This is how they fucking do business. But I have to fucking change insurance because I'm getting fucked in the ass. I hate my current insurance company because it's the insurance company that I used to work at, and I fucking hated working for them because it was the absolute worst job that I ever fucking had. And I've wanted to change them since I fucking quit and started my new job. But I'm not insane, and they were cheaper. I'm not just gonna fucking cost myself money because they suck. So I'll just fucking deal with them for a little while longer. And then I thought to myself, like, eventually they're gonna keep fucking going up because every fucking insurance company goes up. And when it gets up too high and I get pissed, I'll find something that's gonna be cheaper and I'll fucking switch. When I started this policy in like 2017 or some shit, it was like $420. Now it's fucking $592. You know what's changed? I fucking drive less and work from home. It's gone up that fucking much and I've done less. I don't fucking go anywhere anymore. I drive to runs. I drive to my buddy's house. I drive to the gym. I drive to the store. I used to have to fucking gas up like once a week. Now it's like, fuck, I don't know, once a month or some shit, depending on like how far I'm driving. So I looked around and I found a new fucking policy that was like $470 or something. And like, fuck, dude, it's $470 every 6 months. I'm saving like $120 just in this 6 month policy term. But you know, it's fucking New York State. I live in New York State. I don't know where your ass is. I know I got people listening in other states. As fucking crazy as that sounds. But your DMV might not be as big a pain in the ass as my DMV. The New York State DMV sucks. They're super fucking strict and you got to do all this shit. And if you don't fucking cancel in time, there's like fees and whatever the fuck. It's a pain in the ass. It's just a fucking pain in the ass. But I started my new insurance policy last night. So right now, technically, I have two insurance policies in place. My next policy expires like in fucking 12:01 a.m. tonight. But I still feel like I should call just to fucking let them know. And I went to the goddamn website to see like, you know, maybe I just cancel here. And, you know, you click cancel and it's like, whoa, are you sure you want to cancel? And they fucking do this whole thing like, we're sorry to see you go. Did you know you can check these discounts? I fucking hate when places do that. Cable companies pull this shit too. Like they overcharge you and you're like, dude, fuck this, I'm leaving. And then you give them a call on the phone. They're like, hey, we can drop $50 off your bill. You want to stay? And I think to myself like, wait a second, you're dropping $50 off my bill now? So you could have dropped this money at any fucking time. Is that what you're telling me? Are you shitting me? That makes me fucking less likely to stay. At least if I called you and was like, yo, this price sucks. And you told me on the phone, like, yeah, dude, it does fucking suck. We are fucking taking out water. Like, we can't give shit to you any fucking cheaper. I'd be like, well, but fuck, at least you're honest with me. At least you're not fucking me over here. But when I call in, they're like, well, we can give you a free 6 months of this service, this service, this service, and give it to you for $20 less. So because I don't like talking to people, because I just want to sit around, pay my bill, and not be fucking bothered with anything, I get penalized for it? So some asshole, some fucking Karen out there can bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch and constantly get their fucking bill dropped, but you're not gonna drop my bill because I'm not saying anything? Ah, Chris Johnson is fucking thrilled with it. He fucking loves paying that. He doesn't say anything about it to us. Yeah, because I don't want to fucking argue with you about it. I grew up with constant fighting and arguing. Mom and dad fought all the fucking time. Sometimes, if things got really heated, he might rip the door off the hinges. Or maybe grab my dog when he's on a chain and fucking like swing him like it's a goddamn lasso or something and then just launch the dog in the air. Can I tell you a side story about that? I remember when my dad did that, when he fucking grabbed my dog's chain and like fucking flung him. Young Chris Johnson saw that. He was like, what the fuck? Like, you can't fucking do that. Leave Rocky alone, goddammit. And I remember I was like so fucking traumatized by it. I couldn't tell my mom because like, you couldn't trust Ma. Ma might tell Dad. And if Ma tells Dad might yell at you. So you had to be very fucking careful with what you did with information. And I remember I was in like third grade and I told my third grade teacher and she was a piece of shit. I fucking hated this woman. But like, you know, I need to talk to an adult about this. I just saw something fucking insane. And I was like, dude, my dad took my dog's chain with him attached to it and fucking launched him across the driveway. You know what my third grade teacher said? I have never forgotten this. This is burned into my mind. She was like, well, dogs should not growl at their owners. What the fuck? Did you honestly just fucking say that? Now, I understand you probably can't shit all over my fucking dad. But like, listen, dude, I know you're upset with what happened to your dog. But if he didn't fucking growl at your dad, he wouldn't have gotten thrown across the fucking driveway. That's like a fucking abuser mentality. Hey, baby, I didn't mean to fucking hit you, but you just made me so mad. I'm soaking this shit in third grade because my teacher sucks. I'm always like puzzled by like, you know, grade school teachers who are just miserable fucking assholes. Like, you choose to work with a bunch of fucking, like, 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. You expect them to be normal? They're fucking goofy kids. They tell, like, poop jokes and fucking say things like wiener and chuckle. Some might even shit their pants. I know a 9-year-old that still shits his pants. I don't want to be around this motherfucker. Why are you shitting your pants as a 9-year-old? Why do I have to see this shit anytime I go to a fucking nephew's birthday party? Sometimes he shits his pants and it like falls through his pant leg right onto the living room floor. I'm not lying to you. I saw that. But anyway, back to the fucking phone call shit. I don't want to make the phone call. I don't want this fucking policy anymore. I should just be able to go online and cancel it. Why can't you just like go online and like sign some fucking form agreeing to fucking cancel it? It's a pain in the dick. I'm annoyed. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any big podcasting site you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is their website or app. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can catch this podcast on my Facebook timeline. If you're in the photographs, there's a lot of hot new shit on my Instagram page. Maybe the number 5 minutes.